All right, so we've got our little ghetto recording studio set up here, and we've got a pair of beers, the Stone Brewing Bitter Chocolate Oatmeal Stout and the Sam Adams Chocolate Bock.
That's totally true. I think maybe, and this is maybe just me, before you go crazy and you start opening this shit up, I think it's probably important that we mention that, I mean, you're Ethan John.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm Lucifer, spawn of Satan. Oh, wait, no,
It's
Tom.
not, yeah, Tom. Tom
What?
Caster.
Shit.
Yeah.
And this is the Geek Beer Podcast.
Well, I'm gonna open this first, the Sam Adams Bock.
Yes. Oh, yeah, open it next to the microphone. Yeah. Oh. You hear that? Oh.
That's Foley work right there.
Yeah, totally.
So,
This is why we get paid the big bucks.
this beer concerns me just a little because in the tasting notes they say that it contains the sweetness of chocolate. When I really doubt that's true since.
And when I think of good chocolate, I don't think of sweetness.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound from the tasting notes here. I'll just read you this little bit here. It says, they slowly age the beer over a bed of rare dark cocoa nibs. Now, I don't know if y'all know anything about chocolate, but there's no sugar in chocolate naturally. It's very low in sugar, so that real cocoa is really bitter.
Oh, I don't think you fully understand. Like, you know, like Hershey's has the Hershey's Nibs chocolate. They roast
Oh,
some of those. I think still in the
I
wrappers,
see.
and then that's what it's aged over, actually. I'm sorry. I can see why you might be confused.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
But no, yeah. So this is a it's a bottle of beer.
1 pint, 9.4 fluid ounces. So
I'm
yeah,
sure that's
about.
a standard size of something
Yeah,
for bottles. It retails for about $15 to $20 in your local grocery store.
I
A
want.
fancy beer mark.
Yeah, I wanted to try this one because I think it's probably available. It's probably available nationwide. The other one might not be. It's got quite a head. It's
Hefty. Hefty
yeah,
head.
and it's a really fine foam head. It's not your typical light ale head.
It doesn't look like it would die down very quickly.
It's got a heavy, dark malt smell, but I'm not getting any chocolate there.
I'm not smelling any chocolate. It does look kind of dark, though.
It is pretty dark. It's actually not as dark as I would have as I would anticipate for a chocolate malt. All right, shall we try it?
Yes, cheers. So the first thing I've noticed about this is it is very sweet, much like a Hershey's nib. I think my BSing from before might have been fairly accurate.
Well, Bocks are typically characterized by being a little bit sweeter and lighter on hop flavor. And heavier on malt sweetness and malt bitterness. So, if you're a beer head at all, you probably are more familiar with Doppelbocks, which are bocks with a higher alcohol content. But yeah, I'm not getting much chocolate
I'm
from this
getting
beer.
a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of roastiness, a little bit of coffee.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's very light on the hop flavor. Yeah, as a result, it's very very sweet for a beer.
It is very sweet. I can see why they might try to pass it off as chocolate, because I think the sweetness mixed with the sort of roasty coffee
Sure.
flavor
Yeah.
does have a chocolate something to it.
But yeah, I have to say this isn't a flavor that I don't think they could have gotten from a pure malt beer. I don't think they needed the whole chocolate craziness.
Yeah, I really it doesn't seem like it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, it's not bad. It reminds me of biting into an actual bit of raw chocolate malt. If you've never done that, go to a brew store and just.
Eat handfuls of roasted grains.
That's what you're getting by drinking this beer.
And it's a delicious snack.
It does have a really heavy mouthfeel.
And it's not very heavily carbonated.
No, I wonder if it's bottle conditioned.
I think it's very unlikely this is a bottle conditioned beer.
Seems unlikely. Now, the real question, Tom, are you enjoying the unique drinking experience of this limited edition brew as Jim Cock, Cock, Kosh, Cock, Cock. I think his last name is Cock.
Can we say cock?
It's his name.
That's kosh.
That's Cock.
Koch?
Yeah, that's totally Cock.
That's totally cock. I'm sorry, Wang. No, I'm sorry, that's pronounced Wang.
Wang? Jim
Wang,
Wang?
yes.
We actually, we're both relatively big fans of Sam Adams, so.
And Wang's. I mean, cock. I mean, Sam Adams.
Yeah.
So these are the stats that I care about, by the way. 5.5% alcohol by volume. So.
Yeah, it was 15.50 at our local specialty beer store, Bottleworks, and it was $18 at the local grocery store.
This beer, I would say, probably falls in the range of too expensive to be getting fucked up on. So, This was brewed by the Boston Beer Company in Boston, Massachusetts, and Cincinnati, Ohio, with natural flavors and cocoa.
Wait, natural flavors and cocoa?
Yes.
You mean they artificially flavored this beer?
Naturally flavored, Ethan, with natural flavors that are totally natural.
Yeah, like vanilla that's distilled from wood resin.
Delicious.
You want to try this next
beer? Yeah, let's go for the second one. So all our right. Second one up here is the Stone Chocolate Oatmeal Stout, the Bitter Chocolate Oatmeal Stout,
and
which is 100% natural, by the way.
No natural flavors.
No natural flavors. Because natural foods don't have natural flavors. It's a messed up thing. Just deal with it, bitches.
One item of note is that the tasting notes on the
air. I'll say already, this looks very dark, and it's pouring.
It's pouring like syrup.
Oh, it's thick. The head is dark.
It has almost no head, and the head is... Oh, never mind.
It's dark like chocolate.
Wow.
The head on the other beer was very light. Well, up for a dark beer. It was light and very frothy looking.
This looks more like I would expect a stout head to look.
This is a dense, stout, chocolatey head. That's what she said.
One item of note in this beer is that the tasting notes... this man wrote like... a book on the back of this bottle.
Literally several paragraphs, but without any kind of spacing in between.
Yeah,
I don't even know if there's punctuation. It might be one big long run-on sentence.
Yeah, it looks a little... Anyway, one thing that he notes is that the chocolate that they used was from the chocolatier. How would you say this? Chow? They got their chocolate from a local source, this chocolatier.
And I would also like to point out, just on the first smell of this beer, it smelled what I might say, and you might notice as well, much more potent.
Oh, yeah.
And that potency is reflected in its alcohol content at 9.2%. So
I'm kind of glad we saved this one for a second.
Yeah, because otherwise we probably wouldn't have had anything coherent to say about the first one.
Jesus Christ, 9.2%.
9.2% alcohol.
It also, you know, I'm getting, there is a little bit of chocolate in that aroma. It's sort of a lighter chocolate.
There's definitely more of a chocolate odor to this as opposed to the other one, which
I would say
smelled sweet.
I would say it sort of smells like Belgian ale with like Hershey's chocolate shavings in it. That's what I would say. It's sort of got like a sweet sweet aroma.
And this also, having now tried it, definitely not as sweet.
Mm. Oh, it's got a lot more chocolate though.
A lot more bitter notes to it.
Yeah.
I like that word, notes.
Yeah, bitter notes.
I say that now because, you know, it makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about. I can say it sounds bitter, and that's just like, oh, it's bitter. But if I say it has bitter notes,
yeah,
then you're like, ooh, oh, it has notes of cherry and hickory.
I don't
farm fresh cheese.
Yeah, I don't know if you could say notes about general flavors like bitter or salty.
You need to shut your whore mouth. I'm trying to sound intelligent, Ethan. Why are you ruining this for me?
I'm going to throw you under the bus. I think you can only say notes about things like, you know, a specific, you know, it has cherry notes. Like, cherry is a specific food, you know.
Bitter is a specific thing.
If you were making foot cheese, you would
bitter.
Say it has foot notes.
But I'm dumb. We don't write this, people.
Oh.
God damn it.
I think that first beer must have had some alcohol in it.
You don't say.
Yeah. This is a chewable beer.
It is definitely,
you know,
dense.
One of my biggest pet peeves about beer descriptions in general is when people refer to Guinness as a thick beer.
It's not.
It's not at all.
It's actually very... It just has a thick head.
Yeah, and it has a thick head partially because of the way that it's carbonated, right?
Which is that it's not, essentially.
It's nitrogen carbonated.
It's like 90-10. It's like 90% nitrogen and 10% carbon.
Yeah, It produces really tiny bubbles, and as a result, it sort of feels in your mouth like tea almost.
Yeah.
So it feels thicker because you're used to this carbonation feel.
But it's actually a very low-calorie beer.
It is. It's only like 180 calories per pint or per
12-ounce
serving or something like that.
I think it's 180. I think they even be per imperial pint because that's how they measure that shit over there,
yeah.
Which is a 20-ounce serving.
Yeah. But this is a thick beer.
This is definitely a carbonated beer, and B, you could tell just from the way it poured that it was thicker.
Mm-hmm.
From the way it
no splash
coats the glass.
Yeah, that's kind of scary actually. It coats the glass this beer has legs, like wine has legs, right? Like you swirl around in your glass, and it drips. It sort of hugs the side of the glass and sort of drips down in sheets. But it's It is really fucking good.
It is really good. I hate to say it, I almost kind of prefer the first one a little more.
Really?
Yeah, I think this one, maybe the bitterness is a little too strong. The first one, the sweetness was a little bit too strong.
Yep.
Typically, that's not something I like in beer either.
Yep,
there's a lot of sweetness, but I think it worked well for what they were doing with that one, the Sam Adams Chocolate Bock.
To be fair, it does. This is called the Bitter Chocolate Oatmeal Stout. I mean,
I knew what I was getting myself into walking through the door.
This isn't Red Hook where they say, you know, this is an extra special bitter and it's really just a bitter.
But this is definitely a stout. There's no question about that. It definitely has all the standard stout characteristics you'd expect to find with the bitterness and the roasty malted flavor.
And it definitely feels like I just ate a bar of like 80% cocoa. Like the
really,
aftertaste is definitely a chocolate bar.
It's got that going on right there. And not a Hershey's chocolate bar, as you said. Very dark.
No, we're talking, like almost baking chocolate-esque here. I like it. I think I could, this isn't like a, it comes in.
It's not quaffable.
Yeah, definitely not. This comes in, how big is this fucking bottle? 1.6 ounces, so 22 ounces. And I don't think you'd want to drink that by yourself. This isn't the kind of beer I think you want to buy a bottle of and drink all at once.
I don't think so. This is, there's too much of it, and it's too heady. It's too...
Actually,
too much going on.
Yeah, I think we're drinking this in the wrong glass, too. I think we should probably be drinking in, like, a snifter.
Yeah, like a six... I think probably 6 ounces at a time is the direction you want to go with something like this.
Yeah, definitely. It's time for Geek Beer News.
No? I'll put that over music. It'll be fun.
All right, great. Anyway, beer is not like... I mean, it's not like shit happens in beer every day like it does everywhere else, right?
Beer is kind of old, you know?
Yeah.
They've kind of done all the major shit they're going to do with beer. It's like, ooh, we got grain. Ooh, we roasted it. We added yeast. Holy shit, it made beer? All right, well...
Yeah. The New Belgium Brewing Company keeps a blog, and their most recent post talks about... the brand new tanks.
Wait, are we talking about a blog on a blog? No, we're talking about a blog on a podcast a blog.
Look, New Belgium is like the only brewing company that keeps a blog. Everybody else has like these newsletters that
they send like
out.
CNN saying, today on ABC News with Brian Koppel. Is Brian Koppel even a newscaster or on ABC? I know Koppel is a newscaster. Is it Steve Koppel? Michael Koppel? I don't watch the news.
What? This is how you get beer news. I mean, there's no other way to get beer news. So yes, I'm watching the Deschutes blog, and that's news.
We're blogging about a blog.
This is a primary source. These people are reporting what they are doing, and I am reporting what they are doing. What they are reporting that they are doing. This is how news works.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's true. Anyway, New Belgium bought new brewing tanks.
Okay.
They have 8 of them.
How big are they?
Yeah, they're fucking huge.
Oh, shit.
They're... You could, the guy in the video says, a whole football team could not drink as much beer can fit into one of these in their entire lifetime.
Wait, what?
They're like 2 million barrels or something obscene.
What,
I mean, just
per
obscene
tank?
Half a million 12-ounce bottles.
I could drink that much.
Incidentally, they also say that's about what their bottling line can do in a day. Anyway, they've got all these new, so I just wanted to let you know that New Belgium is doing this. They've got these giant new tanks. Which means their production is going to increase, which means if you're in an area that can't get New Belgium, you might be able to in the future.
That's right.
That also
means that you have to do your part for America and buy beer to keep our economy strong.
That's right. Buy beer.
Buy beer.
Actually, the Deschutes guy also posted about, not obviously New Belgium is not Deschutes, but the Deschutes guy posted about how he's pissed that everybody says beer is a recession-proof commodity.
Budweiser is a recession-proof commodity.
Well, actually, the poster's kind of funny. First, the first line is like, I'm pissed that people keep saying that beer is a recession-proof commodity. That's really not true.
Well, it's like saying food is a recession-proof commodity.
Right.
No, I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Food in general. People are still going to need to buy, like, heads of lettuce and cheese.
And people are still going to need to buy
beer. But they're going to stop buying endive and fucking goat cheese.
Right. I think it was a great time for Budweiser to release their American Ale. Because they are marketing it directly at people who drink craft beers. And it is, I mean, at the grocery store, it is $3 cheaper.
Yeah.
Per six pack. But it was a good time for them to release it because the marketing is totally there.
I think you're right. And I think it's a perfectly drinkable beer.
It's definitely drinkable.
I've had it a couple times now. And each time I'm, one, surprised that it came from Budweiser initially.
Yeah.
And then after a few seconds realize, oh, well, this only could have come from Budweiser.
It's so true.
But it's a perfectly drinkable beer.
All right. So in other beer news, I was happy to learn that Sam Adams just completed a second round of their hops sharing program.
Oh, yeah, they started this last year when the initial initial shortages were going on. Right?
Yes, they did.
We
yes,
had a bunch of droughts, and the hop harvests had basically been crucified.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's worth noting that, that hops this year have been incredibly hard to come by. In fact, the the back of the Stone Bitter Chocolate Oatmeal Stout makes reference to this because this is Stone's 12th anniversary, and they made this. They wanted to make a beer for their 12th anniversary, and they don't have a lot of hops. But they, just like everybody else, have had real trouble getting hops this year. And the, it's not even that they that the hop prices are too high. It's that you literally, apparently, you literally call a supplier, and there are no hops.
Yeah,
you
the
cannot
supplies
buy
supplies aren't just there. And for those of you that homebrew, I'm sure that you've noticed as well, when you go into your local homebrew store, half of the slots are empty for hops. I mean, there's really only a small variety of what's available, and that not in quantity.
But Sam Adams has 20,000 pounds of Tetnanger. Let me say that again. Tetnanger. Something like that. Hops. And they're selling that cost, which is $5.81 per pound. Rogue Ale has a new beer that I'd like to try. I think I'm going to get it next time for our next podcast. It's a Marcus Brow.
What is the Marcus Brow?
Well, I'll read you their tasting notes.
Wow. So you don't know anything about it.
It's a Munich Hells.
A Munich Hells?
Munich Hells.
Munich Hells. So I'm not familiar. What is a Munich Hells?
I don't know.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
I don't know.
We should buy a gallon.
It's actually a style I'm not familiar with. It's one of the reasons I want to try it. But it looks like it's a relatively light German-style ale. The aroma is grainy sweet, the color is topaz, and the flavor is malty with a low hop bitterness, which, you know, is probably to be expected. Rogue is another brewery that's known for fairly bitter beers, and there's no hops. They advertise this beer as 23 IBU, which is indeed pretty low bitterness, especially for a craft beer. Anyway, I thought it'd be interesting to try it. It's a brand new beer they have.
Yeah, we can definitely. Next time on Geek Beer Podcast!
So true. All right.
All right, so.
So this is Ethan John.
And this is Tom Caster.
Signing off.
What? That is like the most cliche fucking thing you ever could have said.
Yeah, but you followed it, right? You followed it. Come on. What
damn
do you
it,
want me
we
to
totally
say?
Walked right into that. Didn't...
You walked into
Wait,
it.
Hold on. Let's try this again. All right. Fuck you, it's over.